Ash Wednesday for me is yard day. And my fig tree had a similar problem. I was getting no figs from it the previous season. And so I figured it wasn't getting enough light. My cypress tree had kind of come over it. I trimmed it back a little bit. There was some bushes growing through it. I trimmed it back underneath of it. And I sat underneath the fig tree. And believe it or not, that's biblical. From Kings. During Solomon's lifetime, Judah and Israel lived in safety. From Dan even to Beersheba, all of them under their fig trees. It means I was living in a time of peace and prosperity where I can contemplate God. And in Scripture, there's over 50 examples of using the fig tree to explain things. On the other hand, there's only one example of using the mustard bush to explain things. And I must have heard 50 homilies on that bush, which I think the homilist did a great job with, but really never understood what that bush was. And I haven't heard one about fig trees. So I thought we might use some of those scriptural references to the fig trees to kind of see where we might be on the fruits of our Lenten journey. So fig trees are at the very beginning of Scripture. From Genesis, Adam and Eve's eyes were open and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Have we sought forgiveness this Lent? Have we given forgiveness this Lent? Fig trees are also at the very end of the Bible in Revelations. The stars of the sky fell to the earth as a fig tree cast its figs when shaken by a great wind. I think a lot of us remember Katrina. Well, my fig tree was shaken so badly that two-thirds of my fig tree came down. A third was left, and I thought, well, if it stayed there, I'll see what it does. And it grew leaves and figs out of season. Have we been shocked and awed by the wonder of God? Or are we very self-absorbed in what we do? From Jeremiah, God showed Jeremiah two baskets. One basket had wonderful, ripened figs. I'm sure tasted great. And those of you that may have fig trees probably realize they also produce figs that never become anything. They're unedible. And he showed him these two baskets. And he explained to Jeremiah what was going on in the Babylonian exile. And he said one group was like this group of ripened figs. They understood what happened. They understood the ends of time. And they repented. And they became the Jewish nation again. And this other basket of figs, it just remained bitter. And it didn't change. And the whole world hated them. And the repentant sinners were able to come back to Jerusalem to rebuild their temple. Have we repented this Lent? Those of us that eat figs, this makes sense to us. Dried figs are 80% sugar. From Samuel, they gave him a piece of fig cake. When he had eaten, his spirit revived, for he had not eaten bread or drunk water for 3 days and 3 nights. Have we shared a meal, literally or figuratively, with somebody that's down on their luck? have we appreciated an unexpected kindness that we have received from others this Lent. Figs are good for digestion and sleep. Now, I feel that way because I like figs, but it's also what Wikipedia told me. Figs are low in acid, high in fiber, have a lot of minerals that we need. They tend to settle us down. From James, with the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and we curse human beings made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. This should not be. Can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Have we tamed our tongues this Lent? Have we been peacemakers this Lent? Now, even though I didn't get figs from my fig tree in my yard this past year, I did have plenty of figs. What happened was I planted a second fig tree at my camp, and it did great. In the Gospel of John, when Jesus was calling Bartholomew, his initial response was, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" But Jesus told him, "I saw you underneath the fig tree." Remember, in that peace and prosperity when you're able to contemplate God. And said something that was true, but I'm sure buttered him up. And said, "You are a true Israelite, and there is no deceit to you." But then Jesus challenged Bartholomew. He opened his eyes to possibilities that were past what he was doing under his fig tree. "Truly, I say to you, you will see the heavens open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Have we evangelized this Lent? You know, you might think of evangelization of giving, but it's really receiving. When I go to the nursing home, and the Protestant ladies comment among themselves, "Oh, we really like that young married Catholic priest." They kind of miss it on a number of levels. I'm just filled with that gratitude with that Lord, from the Lord. And when I go to jail and I'm with those guys whose arms are literally tattooed with Bible verse and prayers and crosses and the most beautiful Blessed Virgin Mary I've ever seen, that go out and they fight the devil and they lose, and they thank me for bringing them the word, I receive much more than I give. Have we evangelized? Fig trees tell the season. From Luke, "Behold the fig tree. As soon as it puts forth its leaves," that's what's going on now, "you know that summer is near. When you see signs in the heavens and earth happening, recognize the kingdom of God is near. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Have we contemplated the word to know God? Have we prayed for change and to be changed? From Matthew and Mark, Jesus saw a fig tree, and it just had leaves on it, and it didn't have any fruit. So he said, "No longer will there be any fruit from you," and the fig tree withered. And the apostles were just shocked. Just, what's happened here? And Jesus explained it to them. If you have faith, you will not only do what was done to this fig tree, but even say to this mountain, "Be taken up and cast into the sea," it will happen. All things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Have we stepped up our game in praying this Lent? My wife wants the fig tree cut down for good cause. It's, compared to other fig trees even, it's a fairly ugly tree. It's in the wrong place. I would agree. It's not perfect. But let's leverage that. Let's think about that. Jesus, the God-man, Jesus is a mediator between God and man, between the perfect and the imperfect. Excuse me, the imperfect. So I think the reason we probably haven't heard homilies about figs is not because they're so obtuse and we can't get the meaning out, but because they are so direct. We realize that we are dust, and into dust we shall return with that. But in those stories about figs, there is salvation. So in the gospel story today, for 3 years I've come in search of fig on this fig tree. Cut it down, sir. I will cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit. We know that we are the fig tree. We know that Jesus is the gardener. And we know we are presented with a choice. We can accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, or we could choose to be fruitless and die.